Well, hello and welcome. And I'm Carol Gaskell from Full Potential Group. And together with me today, I have Jess and Kate. Now, Jess has very kindly agreed to come and share her story around motivation. And Kate has been Jess's coach, and they're going to share the way things have moved forward from the two of them first meeting. So Jess, thank you very much for joining us. And would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Jess. I live in London. I'm a learning consultant for a company called Media Zoo, and I've been contracting for the last 5 years. And about 6 months ago, I realized I needed some help with my motivators, and this is how I got to the motivational tool.
Thank you. And Kate, obviously, as Jess's coach, do you want to share a little bit about why you thought motivational maps might help?
Yeah, well, when I met Jess, I met her in my capacity as a yoga teacher, because I'm also a yoga teacher as well as a coach. And Jess opened up to me quite quickly and easily that her mojo was down a lot. And I had really benefited from doing my own motivational map and using it with other clients. And I immediately thought this was going to be a tool that would really help Jess quickly and easily understand what was going on for her.
Thank you. And so Jess, do you mind sharing a little bit, you know, what was the catalyst for you? I mean, how were you feeling at the time you started this?
Very lost, very lonely, in a bubble, in a shell. I can use those words now, but at the time I didn't even realise that that's how I was acting. I'm usually quite a bubbly, lively, interactive person, but I was literally just waking up late, not working, no mojo, as Kate said. And I was tired of being tired. So that's when I reached out to Kate to see if she could help me with getting my mojo back.
Thank you. And thank you for being honest, because I think we've probably all had phases of that in our lives. And there's probably people listening here who are maybe going through that right now. And there's lots of different things that we can look at to help us. I know Kate and I, you and I as coaches, we've both found the motivational map really helpful. And in effect, it's an online assessment. So you go online and answer some quite irritating questions that take about 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know, how did you feel about doing it, Jess?
It was quite bizarre to start off with, because I'm usually developing this learning versus taking it. And I try not to think too much, because I think once you look at the questions and you have to answer a scale, you start to overthink and complicate and you panic and become anxious. So I was very spontaneous with just going with my gut and just thinking, this is where I am today, and just selecting and submitting. And as you say, it did take about 10 minutes. But I didn't think too much about the questions, because I didn't want to overthink and overcomplicate something that should be quite a simple tool to use.
And in effect, once people have done that, it generates a report, which the coach gets a copy of the report and the person on the receiving end gets a copy. And that's where the coaching really starts, doesn't it, Kate? Do you want to share a little bit about the report and how you work with that?
Yeah, well, I sent Jess the report, but to read in her own time. And so when we were doing the coaching, she wasn't having to waste time, you know, reading the report while we were in our coaching session. But when we were together, we really spent time on the individual scores themselves. So looking at the order of her motivators from top to bottom, and also her degree or her level of motivation in those motivators, because that's where the crux comes from in all of this, is understanding what's important to us and how well fed that is. And so that's what we spent the time on in the sessions, is actually bringing it to life and then working on the so what. So now I know this, what do I need to do differently in my day-to-day life? A bit like taking vitamin supplements or something, you know, how am I suffering and what do I need to do about it?
Yeah. So what impact did knowing your motivators have on you, Jess?
So initially when you get the report, it is quite daunting, because it's a lot of words and descriptions and there's numbers that come out and it doesn't really make much sense to you. Mm-hmm. However, once we actually sat down and started breaking down the motivators and I started to understand what they meant, we kind of created a checklist or a list of tasks that I would do each week that would actually raise these motivators. So I think working with Kate really helped kind of understanding the words that the motivators are, but also the tasks I can do to improve those, which is kind of key. And you gradually might see yourself transitioning back into the person you were before. And I think it's other people that notice before you. So the relationship with my partner got better. You know, I was being told I was being more active, and, you know, I'm starting to, you know, go work out more. I'm actually going to the office. So I was being fit and I looked happy versus being, you know, quite low and depressed around the house. So subconsciously, obviously they're improving. Consciously, I didn't see anything until maybe a good few weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. Once I started to understand myself again, I was starting to get back to, you know, the happy person I was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it takes time to fill the tank back up, doesn't it?
It takes time. It's not something that happens instantly. It's not something where you get a report and you see these things and you think, oh, okay, it's an overnight job. It's not. So you have to be prepared to take things slowly and just work on one motivator at a time instead of trying to work on all of them. It can become quite exhausting if you try and work on all of them.
So have you got a copy of your report there? Do you mind sort of showing it? Because it sounds like, part of the value of the coach is to help you understand what's in the report, but then break it down into tiny, manageable chunks that you can actively do something about.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it sounds like once you understood what motivated you and you worked with Kate on some key things that you could do, it started to have quite an impact quickly, although longer term it's a bigger impact. And so are there any particular examples of the results that you'd like to share with people?
So there's been, especially in the last month or so, I've started a new job on Monday, which has taken me back into an office. So it's still contracting, but it's office-based, it's working with teams of people, and I met two new clients this week. So it's very interactive. It's, you know, very vibrant. It's very rewarding going into an office and working with people versus working on my own. So that was one huge change I decided.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm tired today, but after doing a week's work, it's been fantastic and good tired.
Yeah.
The other is I'm actually more proactive with working out on my own. So I used to use a personal trainer, and that was my motivator to get up to go to the gym because I had to go there because he told me to. But I wanted to become more independent on working out and doing so. So now I've got an online trainer instead, and I take myself to the gym and I do my own sessions, and I feel great about it because I'm owning what I'm doing. I don't need that person to come on, two more. I can now do it myself. So there's been a lot of changes in my kind of personality and independence, and, you know, I finally feel I've got my self-worth back again, if that's a word I go to use.
Yeah.
I feel right now, I feel great. It feels strange that I was that person 6 months ago, but this tool has just really helped speed up the process. Whereas before, talking to somebody for so long works for some people, and it did work for me, but actually this just expedited the process, and I needed to get out of that rut. My relationship with my partner was suffering. I was becoming more depressed, and 6 months later, I'm totally different.
Yeah.
I feel different.
And I hear you've just got engaged, is that right?
Yes. And also, yes, I did. I proposed on top of a mountain. I did. Yeah, when we're skiing. So, yes, even that changed. Oh. You know, the relationship completely turned around. It got to quite a disruptive state.
Yeah, because you were a bit grumpy for a while, weren't you?
I was very, very grumpy, and nothing to do with her at all. It was all me because I had no mojo. And the person closest to you is trying to encourage you to get back to being you, but you just can't, and it's hurtful for them as well as you.
And we take it out on them, don't we?
We do. We do. So I'm very grateful that, you know, she said yes and is still a part of my life, but she's seen the transition as well, and so she's also grateful for the motivation.
Well, thank you very much. And Kate, just as we round this off, have you got any particular learnings from this or anything that you'd recommend if a coach is interested in being accredited in motivational math?
Great tool to have in your toolbox. I like my clients to not need me as quickly as possible. So the fewer the sessions from their perspective, the better. So anything that equips and enables people to get to know themselves in the way they need to and develop strategies for moving on as quickly as possible works for me. And the motivational map really does that, because it can reduce, you know, what could be six sessions down to three, and gives you a really clear information in terms of what's going on and what you need to do about it. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for taking the time to share, and particularly Jess for sharing your story, and wish you well in your new job. And obviously your relationship is flourishing. So here's to motivation, and let's spread more motivation in the world. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.